Balls. Cock. Hello and welcome to Battlestar Brothel, Season 2, Episode 7, Home Part 2.
Is it Episode 6, Part 2?
No, it's Episode 7.
We said 6 last time, just saying.
Yeah, because the last time it was Episode number 6, now it's Episode number 7. Because it was a two-parter. That doesn't mean it's 6.2.
I think so.
Okay, well, you can go and fucking be naive.
Episode 7, Home Part 2. We'll just leave it at that.
Dustin, thoughts? Feelings?
This episode raised a lot of questions for us.
Yeah. Like, how did they get out of the fucking tomb at the end?
Yeah.
Like, they were in the tomb, you know, the door sealed shut, and then, ba-boom, they're back on, you know, Galactica. So clearly they didn't teleport to Earth. It was some kind of a hologram or something, but still.
Yeah, they really didn't.
Big stone door swung shut, and it opens from the outside.
Yeah.
Going inward, and it appeared to not have a handle on it, so.
Well, they were able to push that door open.
Before, from the outside.
And there were people outside.
Yeah, I mean, there's a pregnant chick, Billy. Mm-hmm. No, Billy was inside. The pregnant chick, Chief, and Hilo.
And Zarek.
And Zarek. Yeah, I guess they could open it, but. Either way, that was just a question.
We're just, that's the first time we've just been left to assume something so simple.
Yeah.
So we have Commander Adama throwing himself into a search party as Captain Kirk would.
Yeah, going against Starfleet regulations and putting the captain on an away team.
Yep.
Thankfully, you know, I pointed out that there was really no red shirts on his team.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, you know, they said the price of going to Kobol is paid in blood. But that was Zarek's man's blood.
Right.
So that was lucky. But, yeah, I didn't know. I was waiting for, after the second team landed, somebody had to die. So it was Lord Raiden from Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
So we've got Boomer. Capri, well, I guess we call her Caprica Boomer now, or?
Just go with Boomer now. Yeah, I mean, there's no other Boomer anymore.
Right. Boomer, redeems herself in front of everyone by plotting with this other fella. What's the guy's name? Zarek's buddy?
I think the character's name was Myers, but I mean, his real name is James Remar.
Myers was trying to convince her to, plot against both Adamas. And she actually turned it around and killed Myers in the process. And basically told Commander Adama that she is able to make her own decisions as a person.
She, yeah, she said that she does, she has no ulterior programming like the Boomer that was stationed on Galactica.
Right.
So,
do you believe that?
I don't know. I mean, if that's true, I'm sure she has some kind of programming, because I bet as each clone is grown and woken up that they are set for a specific duty or job. So the one that was set on Galactica was set to fuck things up on Galactica. Why would one that woke up on Caprica, you know, be set for Galactica, like, fucking up?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think she might be safe, but, I mean, who knows, really? We won't know for sure until the show's over.
Right.
So, hey, it turns out that the president is not crazy.
Nope.
That this stuff all actually exists.
And, actually, Commander Adama is coming around and starting to believe it.
Yeah, what the fuck? He was just like, he came back and he was like Jesus. He's like, I forgive everybody, except for Boomer, who he fucking badassedly chokeslammed.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he was just like staring at her and then grabs her and twists and ba-bow! Bitch went down. That was so cool.
And can you imagine that feeling of seeing the person who shot you?
That you know is dead?
Yeah, that you know is dead. That's gotta be a mind fuck. Yeah. A mind frack.
A mind
frack. Speaking
of
fuck.
Okay, Dr. Cottle, when Gaius Baltar is being, having his brain scan, having a CAT scan done, and Cylon 6 reaches up and grabs his dick.
Who looks good in sweats, by the way?
She looks okay in sweats. I would still take her in the red dress.
I like her in the ponytail. It's nice.
I like her in the February 2007 issue of Playboy. Because we just looked at those pictures. And it touched each other. I mean, we touch ourselves. Nothing. What?
Other rooms.
Oh. Back to back. What the fuck was I saying? Oh, so Gaius, when she reaches up and grabs his dick, Gaius, like, ends up, tries to sit up and he hits the scanner. And fucking Dr. Cottle says fuck. He does not say frack. So if you want to check that out, it's like around minute, like 23, in episode, well, season 2, episode 7, which is Home Part 2. Mm-hmm. Check that out. I'm pretty sure Dr. Caudill actually said fuck, and I bet it got passed, the censors. So.
I think it did.
Check that shit out, man. Weirder stuff has happened.
Leave it to the grizzly old man to not say frack.
Yeah. The Peter Falk twin. Mm-hmm. He reminds me of Columbo so much.
Oh, he really does. I can see
so,
that.
What else occurred in this episode? We have a map to Earth.
Yeah, we do.
Commander Adama pretty much ends the episode with a fucking Remember the Titans slow clap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just... Like, it was just so fucking lame. Like, it's been in everything. Why did you do this, Adama?
I liked it.
Yeah, or whatever.
I'm gonna stop for that kind of stuff, though. In the right moment.
Did you tear up when he was reunited with Lee?
I did, and actually there's a moment that happened. Just a coincidence. He was reunited with the son, which I really liked. But then Matt's son walks into the room with a book, or a couple of books, and he climbs up on Matt's lap, and Matt pauses the show, lets his son choose a book, and we took the time for Matt to read
Green Eggs and Ham
to his son right after Commander Adama and Lee Adama are reunited.
I did not even notice the timing on that.
Like,
that's sweet.
I made a note just specifically throw that out. Like, that was a nice father-son moment.
Aw.
So.
And my super smart son, he brought the Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham, and I held him out and said, which one? And he points and says, ham. Mm-hmm. So that was cute. I didn't know he could say ham.
Or that he could read.
Anyway. He's reunited with his prodigal daughter. He sees Thrace, goes up, gives her a big tearful hug. And then his other prodigal daughter, Boomer, comes around the corner and he fucking chokeslams the bitch.
I didn't know.
We watched that twice. That was great.
The look on Boomer's face, I couldn't tell if she was Cylon'd out or not. I think they planned that out to make it look like she was ready to do something.
She was like just stoic and ready for whatever was going to happen.
Yep, I expected there to be some gunshots, but...
Glad it wasn't.
Just the way Commander Adama, Edward James Olmos, the look on his face, the look in his eyes all the time, like whenever he's kind of like scanning over Boomer, like the way he's really taking it all in, he's got that
insane
look in his face.
You expected something though.
I expected a hug.
He so fucking swiftly for an old man just does that grab and flip,
and lifts her up one arm and slams her on the ground.
That was beautiful. Oh my god. Like, I want to be that when I'm old.
Yeah.
I want to be that cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what else? Anything else?
Let me look at my notes.
Take a look at the notes.
So you mentioned Thrace could possibly be a representation of Athena.
Yeah, going with my theory.
We mentioned her as Orpheus, right? At one point?
Well, yeah, like, that whole descent into hell thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in my idea that the main characters are representative of the Greek pantheon.
Mm-hmm.
Athena is the goddess of wisdom, and she's also a warrior goddess, which is perfect for Thrace.
Yeah, because she's a badass.
She's a badass. She's tactically smart.
Mm-hmm.
She's, I wouldn't say she's like a super, she's not Balter, she's not a super genius, but she has a wisdom.
She's got street smarts.
Yeah. And the fact that she was wearing the arrow of Athena, wearing it in a fucking, like, the way you would wear a quiver full of arrows is what she had.
Yeah.
I found it very symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that was just fun writing.
Yeah, it could have been coincidence.
Yeah, it could have been coincidence, but you gotta hope that somebody that's a professional writer puts those symbolic elements in there for shits and giggles.
Those tiny nuances are my favorite things.
Yeah. It's really fun to notice those.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I saw a parallel. When I noticed the arrow being held like a, you know, like a quiver, I was like, oh shit. Oh shit, she's a lot like Athena, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cause she's already a tall chick too, and has a very statuesque warrior look to her.
Yeah, she does.
It just, I don't know, just struck me in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So. What else? Anything else in your notes?
Nothing else in my notes.
Okay. Then I guess we will, wrap this up for today. Tune in tomorrow for another Battlestar Brothel. And,
which we're going to watch and record here.
Right now! And then we're gonna go work on my bathroom! Haha!
What?
Yeah, I told you had to help. That couch space wasn't free, fucker.
Oh no.
Go to www.followthe.tv. Check out all of our programs. go to www.tkovapor.com and use the offer code RANCOR at checkout for 25% off. And help somebody, you know, be a superhero and help somebody quit smoking, blah, 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 the same fucking thing I say every week. But really, they're a great company, and we really appreciate their help. So you should help us out by checking out their website. Also, if you like the intro music, you can find it at www.freemusicarchive.org/music/starseed. Starseed. They're a wonderful band. I want to give them credit, thank them for the use of their music for our intro, and I guess that does it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so say we all.
So say we all.
Bye.
Bye.